You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Well, 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 you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM right here, only here, in Memphis, Tennessee. That's correct. My name is Jim, and for the next hour, I'm going to be bringing you selections from the golden age of jazz, the first 20, 25 years of recorded jazz, on a show that I call Riding in Rhythm, every Thursday afternoon from 1 until 2 p.m. It's a beautiful day here in Memphis. It's a beautiful day here at WYXR 91.7 FM here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's just beautiful, young people. Got a good show for you today, I think. Or at least I always try. I plan a good show. Whether it connects, I don't know. You could call 901-630-3031 and tell them if you're just dying to. Otherwise, I'm just going to get on with my show. I'm going to start off today with Fletcher Henderson and his classic band from 1927 doing the Henderson Stomp. We're going to follow that off with the Hot 7 with Louis Armstrong doing The Last Time. Then we're going to hear Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra doing Mournful Thoughts. I think Cootie Williams is the trumpet player on here before he joined Duke Ellington. And then we're going to hear Louis Russell doing Savoy Shout with Louis Metcalf on trumpet right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
the last time. Honey, babe, we parted many times before. It's the last time. Honey, babe, I mean I don't want you no more. Now there's only one thing that grieves me to my heart. Together so long, I hate to part. But the last time, honey, babe, I mean it's the very last time. I mean it's the very last time. Honey, it's the last time. Honey, babe, I mean it's the very last time. It's the last time. Honey, babe, me not to want you no more. I don't care, you can tell your brother. Stop your ringing and twisting, mama, cause I ain't going no further. It's the last time. Honey, babe, I mean it's the very last time. I mean the do-de-do-de-do-do.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting the Memphis Songwriter Series hosted by Mark Egger Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. The series continues Thursday, May 8th with Scott Sudbury, Mallory Everett, and Matt Hill. More information at orpheum-memphis.com/hc-presents.
WYXR is more than just music. It's a vital part of our community, preserving Mid-South culture and keeping local voices on the air. But right now, federal support for public media is at risk. A new proposal in Washington could result in immediate cuts to funding for stations like ours, making it harder to deliver music, stories, and the programming that you count on. You can help protect WYXR and public media nationwide. Visit protectmypublicmedia.org to learn more and send a message to your lawmakers today.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was Lewis Russell and his orchestra right there. With trumpet, we usually think of Red Allen as playing in the Lewis Russell Orchestra, but this is before that. Yeah. Lewis Metcalf, who used to sit in front of the band wearing a cardboard crown. Yeah, because he was the king. Well, until Louis Armstrong came to town, he was the king. Anyway, that was Lewis Russell and his orchestra doing Savoy Shout. Before that, Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra. Of course, that's James P. Johnson doing Mournful Thoughts. Before that, Louis Armstrong and the Hot Seven did The Last Time. And we started off with the classic Fletcher Henderson Orchestra of 1926. I said 27. It's actually the end of 26 here. Doing Henderson Stomp. Right here. Riding in Rhythm. WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, friends, got some more music for you. Got Henry Red Allen doing There's a House in Harlem for Sale. Then we're going to hear Coleman Hawkins record about 1936 in Holland with a group called the Ramblers. They're going to do Chicago. Yeah, the song, yeah. I had the time of my life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to hear Teddy Wilson doing an instrumental. Really beautiful record. We're going to have Johnny Hodges. You're going to hear Harry Carney on there doing Why Do I Lie to Myself About You? And then we're going to close off with one of my favorite Billie Holiday songs, Life Begins When You're in Love, right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
Support for WIXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiant's Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th. Featuring Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com.
Life begins when you're in love. Oh, it's true. And it swings. And before then, we just heard Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. Sounding great. Probably nothing swings much harder than that. And before that, Teddy Wilson swinging real hard with a bunch of guys from the Ellington Band. I heard Johnny Hodges and I heard Harry Carney in there on baritone and alto, respectively. Or whatever I just said. Harry Carney's the baritone player. Yes. And before that, Coleman Hawkins and the Ramblers did Chicago. And Henry Allen, there's a house in Harlem for sale right here on Riding in Rhythm. Well, friends, we're less than 30 minutes away from the highlight of the WYXR programming week. That's when Jim Spake brings you Of Cabbages and Kings only right here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. So stay tuned for that if you're not already. All right. Coming up for you right now, I got Tommy Dorsey. Don't turn off the radio. It's actually good. It's going to have Yank Lawson on trumpet. It's a real nice rendition of Beale Street Blues. We're going to hear Duke Ellington from 1938 doing Bragging in Brass. And then Oscar Alemán. I think the group is called Los Lobos, the Wolves. And the tune is Just a Little Swing right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
For WYXR, including our stereo sessions, comes from Duncan Williams Asset Management, specializing in financial management for individual investors, businesses, nonprofits, and foundations. More information at dwassetmgmt.com.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. One of my favorite guitar players in the history of the world, Oscar Alemán from Argentina. That was when his trio, I believe on record, that's called Los Lobos. I'm just working off memory, and I'm an older person. I'm an old, young people. I am an old. That was Just a Little Swing. Beautiful record. For that, Duke Ellington pulling out his trumpeters. I heard a lot of Rex Stewart. I didn't notice so much Cootie, but I probably need to listen more closely. For then, we started off with Tommy Dorsey. Was that tenor solo by Bud Freeman? It certainly sounded as if it were. Of course, we heard Yank Lawson. We heard Tommy Dorsey on that, doing Beale Street Blues, right here on Riding in Rhythm. Well, friends, we're just a little less than 20 minutes away from the highlight of the WYXR programming week. That's when Jim Spake graciously brings you Of Cabbages and Kings, only right here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. But in the meantime, I have a few tunes left I'm going to try and get to. Got a Mary Lou Wilson small group with the greatest tenor saxophone player you never heard of, Dick Wilson, doing T for Two. I believe the trumpeter's Shorty Baker, but I am guessing at this point. Then we're going to hear the Benny Goodman Sextet with Lester Young. Have you had enough Lester Young today? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. And Charlie Christian, and Benny Goodman, and Buck Clayton, and the Basie Rhythm Section. Anyway, then we're going to hear the Basie, Count Basie All-American Rhythm Section doing Royal Garden Blues. Of course, Don Byas and Buck Clayton on there in a small group. And then another of my favorite guitar players, Jean Matelot Ferré and Enson Swingtet. And they're going to be doing something I can't pronounce, La Vipère de Trottier. But I don't know. I'm assuming it's the Viper from Trottier. I don't know. Right here, Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
To make a big impact without getting lost in a big system, join Youth Villages to be a force for families while becoming part of one. Help make positive changes on a national scale, one community at a time. It takes a family to transform lives. Start with yours. You can apply at youthvillages.org/careers.
Church Health's Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Thank you.
There it is. You know, Jim, I suddenly couldn't hear myself.
Well, sometimes you roll around in here in these fancy rolling chairs and...
something that's going to be cut back soon.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're going to take away these rolling chairs from us, just like they took away those pens.
They took away our pens, y'all. We're up here working with pencils on the radio.
Man, we want you to go to the donate button on WYXR.org and just, you know, ask for more pens.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, when you roll around.
That's what happened.
It happens to me all the time. You pull your headphones out by the root, and then you can't hear a darn thing. So and don't you know we got to hear ourselves before you can hear us?
I have to hear me to know that I'm saying the right stuff.
I hear you.
Also, if it comes up in court, I need to listen to what
I'm
saying.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, so I can see you're sad today. You missed whatever Riverbeat Festival.
Yeah, I missed the Riverbeat Festival.
I got good news for you.
What's that?
I went and I recorded your favorite bands, Front Butt and... who's the other one you wanted to see? Loud Belly. And I recorded them with my phone. And I stood.
Excellent.
And it's like 2.5 hours long each. And I know you'll find
video and audio, I hope.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, people around me were talking a lot. But you're gonna love it.
Okay, it's good. Thank you.
Because, you know, that's how we do here at WYXR.
Oh, yeah, we look out for each other all the time.
Which is at 91.7 FM. Which is in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right.
We said all the things then.
Hey, Robbie.
Oh,
Robbie just came
Robbie's
in.
Straighten
up. Robbie's here.
Yeah, we were just talking about the station.
Got any news for us, Robbie?
I do. I have some news for you.
We were asking about the pencils. We want to know about the pencils.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I don't know. You mean why are there pencils, not pens, or where are the pencils?
Something like that.
Something exactly like that.
I mean, you know, I'm not sure about
that. Okay, we'll talk to the pencil director.
I did just, hot off the presses, was up in the listening lab.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
And I listened to the entire Human Radio record on vinyl, getting ready for our stereo session on Wednesday.
Did it come out on vinyl in the old days?
You know, I had no idea that it did, but I asked Ross, and he said it did, and so I bought two copies recently.
Oh, what year did it come out?
90.
Oh, so
So when you buy two copies, that's one to listen to and one to keep.
That's one. Well, we've got two copies because we play it in the front room and the back room.
They got a system.
Yes. Front room, back room.
You should come.
I'm coming to that.
It's going to be, I mean.
When is it? Tonight?
It's a Wednesday.
Week from yesterday.
Yes, and we're
coming to it, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
I was in Nashville a while back, and I went to visit the most, you know, stringent member of the band, Peter Herka.
He'll be here.
Because we go way back, and I hear he's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the only.
I just heard he was
him
be here.
Him and Steve Eby's coming in from Nashville.
Steve Eby's coming in from Nashville as well, but they're not riding together.
Oh, they aren't.
Whatever.
Okay.
Because Pete's so stringent.
That's fair. You know,
anyway.
I will say it's the most dramatic ending for a stereo session because it's a Peter Herka song at the end of the